Hi, I'm Christine Langford, and welcome to the Rest Stop Podcast. This podcast is a part of Traveling with the Father, which provides inspiration and resources for Christians to serve others and draw closer to God while they travel. Whether you're traveling across the country, around the world, or just traveling through life, you've got to take time to rest. Traveling with the Father provides these short rest stops, 3 to 5 minute devotions to help you refresh and reconnect with your Heavenly Father. Now let's get started. For the last several weeks, I have been releasing a traditional devotion on Monday and then a related Lectio Divina or guided imagination exercise on a related scripture. On Monday, I discussed how we are all beautiful poems that God wrote. Today, we will be meditating on a similar passage from Psalm 139. Sometimes, when I meditate on a scripture, I like to read it in different translations just to help me hear it in a new and fresh way. Today, I will start with the NIV, move to the Message, then the Voice, and then finish up with the ESV version. Right now, close your eyes. Bring your authentic self to God. Take a couple of deep breaths to center yourself. Feel the floor with your feet. Take a deep breath in and out. In and out. Lord, we ask you to guide our thoughts as we meditate on your scripture. May we hear your voice alone. Amen. I'm going to read it this first time. Try to just listen to the overall movement of it. Don't try to do anything with it. Just let the words wash over you. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. Psalm 139:13-16. For our second reading, I'm going to read the verses from the Message translation. Listen to see if a word or a phrase comes to your attention. Maybe you'll feel curious about something or feel comforted by something, or maybe it'll stir you up. Maybe God will give you an image. Oh yes, you shaped me first, inside then out. You formed me in my mother's womb. I thank you, high God, you're breathtaking. Body and soul, I am marvelously made. I worship in adoration. What a creation. You know me inside and out. You know every bone in my body. You know exactly how I was made, bit by bit. How I was sculpted from nothing into something. Like an open book, you watched me grow from conception to birth. All the stages of my life were spread out before you. The days of my life all prepared before I'd even lived one day. Spend a moment with that word, phrase, or image. What thoughts or feelings arise in you? This time, I'll be reading from the Voice Translation. I will ask you to listen for an invitation from the Lord. What is He asking you to know, to do, or to become? For You shaped me inside and out. You knitted me together in my mother's womb long before I took my first breath. I will offer You my grateful heart, for I am Your unique creation, filled with wonder and awe. You have approached even the smallest details with excellence. Your works are wonderful. I carry this knowledge deep within my soul. You see all things. Nothing about me was hidden from You. As I took shape in secret, carefully crafted in the heart of the earth before I was born from its womb, You see all things. You saw me growing, changing in my mother's womb. Every detail of my life was already written in Your book. You established the length of my life before I ever tasted the sweetness of it. Listen to it one more time, the ESV version. For You formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise You, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are Your works. My soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from You when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed substance. In Your book were written, every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there were none of them. This is your time to respond to the Lord. Amen.